or procedural nature, or even some potentially minor legislative international acceptance and the Brazilian community act. The sector is now being introduced in order to give the government of the day full control over the entire EU agreement and therefore maximum flexibility to respond quickly to challenging circumstances. Mr. Speaker, the House of Conservatives and its views in the context of our governments today to this day have exercised the same existing powers. Governments have, and in the future may, when the Conservatives are appropriate to do so, introduce timely legislation where the subject matter warrants it. And it is a judgment call that is already currently made whenever any legislation is to be implemented. The bill does not affect the application of most principles I said, and it will continue to inform the exercise of power under this bill. Mr. Speaker, the House has been able to learn that Turkey has itself operated a voluntary implementation scheme for a number of years and has found it to be a useful tool. The House knows that Turkey's involvement in EU legislation has, and the matter over EU law, been more limited than that of the voters. Indeed, the legal government itself, likely the voter government, is also given the power to be able to respond to those matters quickly in order to meet the demands of the moment. Mr. Speaker, in short, the acceptable goal will be to allow the voter to give effect to EU law and to mirror EU law in circumstances where there may no longer be an obligation to do so. I commend the vote to the House.
Before I put the question, I want to remember to speak on the general principles I mentioned before. To be honorable and independent, so we want to have a different. We echo a number of the observations made by the Deputy Minister in relation to the political backup and drama evolving almost daily in the United Kingdom. I know that the Deputy Minister referred to politics being turned on its head, but perhaps that should be extended to politicians being also turned on their head almost on a daily basis in the United Kingdom. Luckily, in some respects, we don't suffer from the same problem in this jurisdiction. Mr. Speaker, particularly in relation to calls echoed for tours, I understand the rationale being deployed by the government so far as laws that would benefit this jurisdiction in this particular transition. Apart from that, we will also support this bill insofar as making sure that even the law can continue to apply in the process insofar as legislation is required by this jurisdiction, and in that sense, we will support this bill.
We have an honourable member which was speak, Mr. Speaker. Is the convener what we do? Is the member with to regret?
No.
I want to put a question, which is that a bill for the left to provide for the voluntary implementation of European Union law after the Treaty on the European Union, the Treaty on the Functioning of the European Union, the Treaty establishing the European Atomic Energy Community and the European Economic Area Agreement seems to apply to Gibraltar and to provide such transitional or other provisions as are deemed necessary and for collective purposes be read in second time. Those in favour, those against, carried. The European Union Law Voluntary Implementation Act 2019.
I would like to give notice of the committee stage and third reading of the bill be taken today if all honourable members agree.
Will all honourable members agree that the committee stage and third reading of the bill be taken today?
We now move to the second reading of the bill for an act to amend the Nature Protection Act 1991 and the honourable minister for the environment.
General principles of the measure of this bill?
No.
I
were now consequent, and which is rather good for us, for a little delayed protection of 1991, we break a second time. So we say that, again, carry. The Nature Protection Amendment Number 2 Act, 2019. I think I would give a message that the committee says in front of meeting of a very second today if all honorable members agree.
Do all the honorable members agree that the committee says in front of meeting of a very second today? Well,
I'd like to point out to amend the vote on the Committee of Authority Act 2003 to support the freedom of agreement and to not have permitted that to the honorable members of the Environment, Energy, Culture, and Education.
Well,
for the comments in the Thank you. have the ability to take into the order of what we're going to
do. Well, I remember the first time I came to the state, I was reading on the presentation to you.
The verified act to amend the public health act in order to provide for improvement notices and relevant penalties in regard to the control of major accident hazards involving dangerous substances. Example, the notice of the environment, energy, climate change, and education. Thank you.
Thank you.
environmental studies, and I hope, Mr. Speaker, that
other countries in the world, and an example of vulnerable ministry and producing a bill of this nature, and I have absolutely no hesitation in congratulating the unreserved for bringing this bill to the House. This is because the Honourable Gentleman also mentioned something that is very close to my heart, which is the ban on trophy hunting. I want to quote, Mr. Speaker, from an article that I am referring to, that I thought put it very well. That Goldsmith MP, the way he expressed his sentiment on trophy hunting was very close to the heart for me. And he said, I quote, "The global winter is in a crisis. A full 25% of all animal and plant species in the world are at risk of extinction." I called them, Speaker, 25% of all animal and plant species in the world are at risk of extinction. That, on top of the fact that we had a report that was published last year, which indicated that we had lost since 1970